Upselling means persuading guests to upgrade their reservation or purchase and therefore spend more. The ideal time for upselling is reservation or in check-in. Front desk should be able to identify the guest who is planning a long stay and willing to upgrade for various reasons. This we can do only if we know our guest very well. Persuading the guest to upgrade their reservations can be done at the time of reservation itself. You can tell the guest that the room that he requires is not available during the period he requires it, but you can give an alternative room which is a little higher priced room. Depending on the number of days he would like to stay, you could upsell your product. Selling related or additional products to one of the guests has initially purchased. Cross-selling persuades the guest to add extra. Involves informing guests about availability of added value facilities and services of the hotel. This is very important. Is if you stay for 7 days, most of the hotel gives a facility like stay for 8 days, pay for 7 days. The longer duration you stay, the better it is, and such upselling is given to the guest. Ideal opportunity for boosting repeated business is during the checkout activity. When the guest is checking out, he is leaving the hotel. He goes with an impression of the hotel, the impression which the staff is going to set to him. He comes into the hotel, he meets the front office staff, that is his first impression. When he leaves the hotel, it is the last impression he takes back with him. By the registration form, you know where exactly he is going on his onward journey. You could suggest the hotel, your chain group of hotels, make a reservation for him in that chain group of hotels. Front desk can provide the brochure and business card, provide assurance for quick reservation anytime in future. Assurance should be given to the guest that when you come back to this place, please come and stay back with us. You are most welcome to come back to our hotel. The facilities, we will keep in touch with you. All these words gives an assurance that the staff care for him. The most important thing that the guest likes is to be called by his name. So in this case, you can, when you speak to him on departure, you can speak to him using his name. Travel agents, hotel booking agents and tourist information centers bureaus can refer the guest to the hotel. A network can be formed with the local tourist operators, car rental people or other information bureaus so that we can get regular customers from these areas. Central reservation office of a hotel group can be able to refer the business. Satisfied guests may as well recommend other guests to the hotel services. This is also a place where during checkout, we can tell the guest directly to recommend your friends to our hotel if you are satisfied with our services. Handling guest complaint. This is a most important and difficult part, where the front office comes directly in contact with complaints. Not all guest complaints, but there are some guests who are regular complaining about the facilities or finding complaints for small things. There may be unrealistic complaints, not exactly complaints, but they complain with the expectation that they get something out of it. Some of the guests may have genuine problems. Reception is the first point of call for the guest to complain. Some guests have genuine complaints. Handling the complaints is a very crucial point for the staff of the front office. Handling guest complaints, the hotel should welcome negative feedbacks, complaints as a tool of improving servicing and guest satisfaction in future. During the weekly meetings of the front office staff, such complaints are reviewed, solutions are drawn so that such complaints do not occur again and again. Fretters can often handle minor complaints. Minor complaints are maybe noise in the corridor, or such complaints that the newspaper was not given in time. Such complaints can be handled very easily by the front office staff. But there are some complaints that cannot be handled, and decision has to be taken by the management. The receptionist can have guests move to a new room in case the housekeeping or maintenance problem, like some toilet flush tank may not be working in one of the rooms where the guest is already staying and will be staying for more number of days. This problem cannot be attended in a few hours or for a day, so the guest can be shifted to a new room. Such changes have to be informed once again to the cashier and to all other departments, housekeeping, food production, food service, room service, security, telephone operator. These are important areas where any change of room to the guest staying in the hotel is done has to be informed, so that likewise the guest folio will be changed. For issues with the hotel, compensatory action may be initiated by the front desk with authorization. Sometimes the complaints are very bad and genuine, where the guest has to be compensated. Such compensation will be done only by the authorization of the general manager or the front office manager, depending on what compensation the guest is looking for. If the guest problem is unrelated to the hotel, then the front desk may provide a listening ear. Sometimes the problem is not related to the hotel, it is related to something that is outside the hotel. Somewhere he had gone and he has eaten in some outside restaurant and he has a stomach problem, and he comes and he complains to the front desk. The front desk should give him some assurance that he and wish him well to get well fast. The guest complaint should be handled away from other guests. Yes, any complaints that come to the front desk, if they are genuine and serious, they should be taken to the front office manager's cabin, discussed and sorted out. The front office staff should summarize briefly the main points of the guest complaint. Whatever the complaints, there is a complaint book in the front office. The number of complaints can be written down, the type of complaint, and a column for how the complaint was sorted out or solved. The person handling the complaint should give a short and clear apology for the upset to clear the inconvenience. The complaint should be fairly and constructively handled. Constructively handled in a positive attitude. You should not hurt the guest in any way. When you are sorting out his complaint, you should not side the hotel staff if the hotel staff is wrong, but you have to be able to come to break even somewhere where the guest is satisfied with your explanation. Most important is to sort out such complaints at the meetings so that such complaints are not repeated. Controls of emotions and remain calm. It is very easy for the front office staff to get angry if the complaints are not genuine, if the complaints are repeated, if you find that the guest day in day out during his stay has something or the other to say. It is very irritating, but the front office staff should know that the guest is right and should be able to sort it out with the help of the seniors. Control of body language, maintaining confidence and attentive attitude. Sometimes the complaint is so bad, the guest may get boisterous, may manhandle the front office staff. All this security should intervene and take into confidence the guest and try to sort out the matter. Calmness and patience is required. If we listen attentively to the guest complaint, it will be easier for us to solve the problem or to rectify the complaint that is troubling the guest. demonstrate apathy towards the guest. You be console the guest if it is something very emotional, console the guest and show him empathy, and it is very important to give him an assurance that such thing will not occur in future. Demonstrate tact and discretion while handling the complaint. Communicate assertively and balancing one own's right. Service, orientation and availability to constructively manage the customer complaint. Not all complaints have solutions. So it is very important to find out what is the cause of the complaint. If you know the cause, it will be easier for us to tackle the situation, to do away with the cause of the complaint, so that the guest and the customer gets a very good stay, comfortable, complaint-free stay in your hotel. Guest feedback is very important to improve marketing and delivery of products and services of the hotel. Guest feedback. There is a feedback form given to the guest during his stay in the hotel, and it is taken from the guest during checkout. It is important to go through this feedback form and find out where we are lacking. If such areas that required improvement can be discussed in the meetings, departmental meetings, and training in that area can be given, it will help in the hotel to give customer satisfaction to every guest. Information, comments made by the guest at the reception or directly to the front office staff. Unsolicited feedback may be provided by guests who have particularly positive or negative experience. Both feedback, whether it is positive or negative, will help the organization, will help the hotel staff to improve and to implement ideas and thoughts that will lead to guest satisfaction. I know it is not very easy that every guest can be satisfied. Every guest requirements differ, every guest tastes differ. Every guest comes from a different cultural upbringing. Every guest has a different tradition where he looks forward to be tied up with all this, which is not possible. But we have to break even somewhere and give the guest the satisfaction that he requires. Online review sites and traveler blogs. Feedback questionnaire are very useful and systematic way of gathering information about the guest. All these are different ways where we can get feedback from the guest and we can improve our services. Ability to accept criticism is very important where staff requires training and ability to accept criticism. Criticism helps in our improvement. It helps us to get better. Good and presentable personality. This is very, very easy for us to maintain, a good and presentable personality. Most of the hotels provide the staff with uniforms which have to be well maintained, clean. Personal hygiene is very important. So this area is very easy for us to maintain. Patience, listening skill, willing to sell. These areas are also very easy. We have to always listen first before we reciprocate. Team coordination and time management. Team coordination, as we spoke in the earlier chapter, coordination, cooperation and communication are the key terms that helps the industry, the hospitality to move or to function smoothly. Time management, because all the functions in the hotel are time bound. You cannot ask the customer that tomorrow you can come. It has to be done today. If the guest has a requirement today, it has to be met. It cannot be postponed for tomorrow. Purpose of induction. Induction is given to all the staff who are recruited into the hotel. Induction is very important. It is that stage where the candidate who is employed by the organization is exposed to all the facilities of the hotel or the organization. She is been able to meet in person all the people who are going to be related to her in the work environment, whom she has to delegate jobs to or whom he has to report to. The line of hierarchy and the lateral and horizontal organization, members of the team, coordinators or team members, departmental members or out of the department are going to meet. Support recruitment in beginning to do the job. Identify ongoing training and development needs. Training and development are those areas where every staff receives the very important way of handling their jobs. Pinpointing the area that the recruit will have to learn about in order to start work. Showing the recruit around the hotel premises and facilities. Briefing the recruit on relevant employment policies and procedures. All these steps are very important and is taken up during induction. The policies and procedures of the hotel are usually given in an employee handbook where all the details are given to the employee. Introduction of the key people of the hotel, appointing a particular colleague or supervisor as a mentor. Key people of the hotel, the departments with whom he or she is going to relate, report to, and the colleagues whom she is going to work with. Planning and implementing appropriate training programs to familiarize the recruits with the hotel products and procedures. All this is done maybe through slideshow, through the website, or through talks given by departmental heads. All departmental heads usually speak on their own department and how it is related with the job functions of the other departments. Identify and define staff members' learning and training needs. This is also very important, where the front office staff may have to learn additional language. There are customers coming from all over the world. Some of the guests may not know the language, local language or English, and hence it is very important that the staff of the hotel is encouraged to learn a different language, one additional foreign language, so that they can talk to the guest in their own language. Based on what they need to be able to do and perform their job completely, what they can currently do. Besides what they are doing now at present, they can learn one or two skills that are related. A receptionist can learn the reservation procedures, or the reservationist can learn the reception and the information procedures. Multi-skilling is that task where the employee of a hotel learns most of the jobs of all the departments. Define the learning required, specific knowledge, skills and competence. Define the training objectives, what must be learned and what the trainee must be able to do after training exercise. Training can be given even during when the time of promotion comes, where the person who is going to be promoted can learn other managerial skills. Plan training program with training equipped with the necessary inputs. Venue needs to be fixed with time slot. Since a hotel works continuously 24/7, it becomes very difficult to get all the employees for a training program at any particular time. So it's very important to decide the venue and make training timings convenient for each department separately. Taking the slack periods, like the food and beverage department usually is free from 4 to 7. The training program could be conducted during that time. Housekeeping department early morning is more free, or late evening training programs could be conducted. Front office, it is very difficult to release the staff for any training program. So staff could be released by turn. Implementation of training programs, monitor, review and evaluate the training. The success of the training program in relation to the learning objectives. A feedback should be taken from the staff regarding the learning objectives, or how far has the training helped them in their day-to-day functioning. Employee's handbook provides general guidelines. The employee handbook, as I spoke earlier, gives you the policies, rules, regulations, the leave structure, the payment structure, the vacation time, the use of controlled substance, resolving disputes with guests and other employees, insurance benefits, uniform requirements, everything what the staff needs to know about the facilities that she gets through her employer is marked in the handbook. Policy and procedure manuals, safety and security measures. In taking into consideration safety and security measures, all the hotel staff are given firefighting training. They are given training on to identify items that are risky, items that are illegal. They are given training to pinpoint or to judge, along with the pictures or the photographs provided by the Department of Justice. Reservations, written and verbal communication with the guest and other employees of the hotel. It is very important, written and verbal communication with the guest. Very often the guest communicates in writing by email regarding the complaints or the appreciations. This has to be transferred or discussed with the particular staff at the meetings that are held on weekly basis. To summarize this chapter, we find that a satisfied guest attracts more guests. If a guest stays in your hotel and is fully satisfied, he won't refrain from telling this to others. Tell a person is the advertisement that helps in getting more and more customers, more and more guests to the hotel. Hospitality industry management needs to be very cautious with dealing with the guest. It is very important, and we have to be cautious in dealing with the guest, because we do not know the background of every person that takes accommodation in our hotel. We have to be judgmental and not judgmental at the same time. This becomes very, very difficult. So it is very important that we intervene or we inform the security to keep a watch on certain guests whom we feel is a threat to the hotel. To ensure guest satisfaction, the hotel staff should be equipped with necessary skills. Yes, it is a professional skill that we should have, combined with the technical skills. We have to have skills of listening, skills of communication, skills of a positive attitude, and skills of dealing with complaints. Orientation program and training is necessary for the staff to be equipped with the necessary skills and trials. Most of the hotels go and give extensive training programs to all their staff, so that they are equipped with the skills to handle the customer and to handle the work that is related to their department, to handle the subordinates under them, and to delegate work. A period evaluation method is required to ensure effective training and development of staff. The appraisal reports are those reports where we can identify staff that require training urgently. The appraisal reports also give you areas where training is required. This can be taken into consideration when planning training programs. Today we find that there are more and more equipment, specialized equipment, electronic and mechanical equipment that enters the hotel, where training with this equipment is very important. Whilst buying the equipment, it is important that we have a training program planned for the staff to use of this equipment. Thank you.